Good morning, tribe. This is Joey up here, and welcome to Pazi for the Soul. Now, this is a very interesting question that I just got from someone in Taiwan. And I was recently there, as you know, and he said this: my Sifu say I will either be a monk or become a rich man. Why did he say that? Now, of course, I want to be a rich man, but I'm still worried whether I will be a monk or not. So, this sort of perspective in Pazi is quite common in the old style Pazi. Firstly, is it possible to see someone will become a monk? The context of this, first of all, you have to understand, in the current era, we are in period 9, I think the perspective of becoming a monk is quite different than in the Song Dynasty or the Ming Dynasty, where Pazi was one of the most popular signs back then. Is to look at, you know, becoming a monk is a bad thing, because for those guys, you become a monk because you have lost everything and you have nothing else to pursue or treasure, and therefore you now drop everything and all desires and pursue a life of solitude and in pursuit of your own, you know, follow the path of monkhood. So back in those days, generally is not a good thing, okay, for someone to become a monk. But today is different, okay? Firstly, becoming a monk basically means you pursue higher perspectives of spirituality and understanding seekers of truth, and also an enlightened life. So it's not a bad thing, and you don't have to give up your current humanity in pursuit of solitude. That perspective is wrong. So seeing a chart that at becoming a monk is bad is no longer the thing today. And plus, even if you do become a monk, you can still have happiness. In fact, what's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that, okay? Of course, parents will think, oh my God, my son is going to become a monk. That's not good. I think the parents will also understand that everyone has a personal spiritual path that is different, as long as one finds their happiness, okay? So back in the old days, a person's chart with a lot of DEs, a lot means three or four DEs, death and emptiness, void, is one of those signs. Or a chart with a lot of elements that shows indirect resource could also be like that, okay? But the indirect resource as a negative element back in those days. Okay, there are at least about 8 different criteria for someone to become a monk. But the way I see it is, it's not a bad thing. And secondly, when it says why I will be a monk or be super rich, is because when you do become a monk, your wealth is spiritual wealth. You have access to infinite wisdom. That's your wealth. Okay, so it's not material wealth. Wealth has got many different aspects. I will be talking about this in the 5-day challenge. There are different types of wealth. There's material wealth, that's one. Then there is knowledge as wealth. And then there's relationships as wealth. And then, of course, there's health as wealth. So there are different types of embodiments for wealth. And when we say someone who pursues a monkhood is either a monk or become extremely wealthy, it basically means you now have access to infinite wisdom and spirituality. That's wealth, okay? So not so much wealth material-wise, but yes, you can also translate to that. In one aspect, business is a spiritual game. Guys, business is a spiritual game. I didn't say that. Warren Buffett said this. So what does that mean? It means taking the invisible and making it visible. You manifest your ideas, you create value, you create impact, you transform lives, and as a result, you create more value, you create value in your business. That's, wealth is very much a spiritual game. So when you see that, you then understand wealth from a totally different perspective. So yes, you can become enormously rich, even if your chart is so-called destined to become a monk. And by the way, a lot of you guys ask about DEs. DE is not a bad thing. In old style reading, DE means it's void. You have emptiness. You have something that is unfulfilled. It's not good. I think when emptiness is like when you don't know something, okay? Listen, it's good to know that you don't know something, because that means you're going to seek for something. You become a seeker in life. So DE are extremely good for people who want to pursue a spiritual path, because you're seeking answers. You're seeking answers from the unknown, the things that you don't know yet. If you already know, whatever knowledge now that we think we know is from other people's data, including a lot of so-called, even spiritual texts right now is from someone's data. But when you discover your own truth from your own experience, that's seeking answers to the unknown. So yes, having DE can have a positive aspect in your life, especially if you seek spiritual growth. Okay, so I will discuss more of this on the 5-day challenge. Have you guys already registered for this? This is super important. Registrations will close soon as we will be opening the preparation for the 5-day challenge, which is starting tomorrow. Yeah, starting tomorrow. So if you have not already done so, just look at the link that is posted right above and register yourself for it. And we have 3 different admissions for it. The general admission, which doesn't come with a replay. The VIP admission that comes with a limited replay. And of course, then you have the if you know, you know package. Okay, so guys, join me for this. If you've always wanted to learn something about Bazi, you're interested in learning the wealth profiles, or better yet, you're interested in spiritual growth. This is the first time I'm going to take Bazi for the soul in explaining the perspective from the soul palace in Bazi in these 5 days. And hopefully you can join me for this incredible event. I'll see you then.